Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1. 7 years ago, the government announced it was to hold a referendum on voting rights. The plan was to ask the public if citizens outside the state should be allowed to vote on who becomes president. But since 2017, there's been little movement on this issue. Last week, former Minister Simon Coveney told the Kennedy Summer School that some politicians shy away from allowing citizens in Northern Ireland to vote for political reasons and self-interest. Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been to both sides of the border to explore the issue.
So this decision of the government is a clear recognition of the importance that Ireland attaches to her citizens, wherever they may be, to our diaspora all over the world.
That's Enda Kenny speaking in Philadelphia in March 2017, and he's just announced that Ireland will hold a referendum on whether to allow citizens outside of this state to vote in the presidential election. The announcement made a lot of headlines. Have a listen to this clip of RTÉ's former Washington correspondent Katrina Perry reporting on it at the time.
While it's unlikely the referendum will be held this year, if passed, it would come into effect for the presidential election set for 2025.
7 years on and there's no sign of a referendum. So what happened?
The plan was that this would be in place for the presidential election in November 2025. At this rate, it won't be in place for the presidential election in 2039.
That's former Fianna Fáil advisor Derek Mooney.
I think it is a problem with policy making within political parties. I think it is that you have a good idea, and look, the difficulty with government is that you are driven by events and situations, etc. But you need to be able to, if you have an idea, if you have a policy, you need to be able to push that forward. And what happens is things just keep getting pushed down the agenda.
We'll return to Derek later. But first, we're going to focus in on one aspect of what this vote could mean closer to home. If it was held and passed, it would mean Irish people in Northern Ireland could have their say. Last week, former Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney said some politicians fear this part could go against the interest of their own party, and that they could be shying away from making decisions because of that. It has been suggested that Sinn Féin would win the presidency if such a change was made, and this week we are exploring this subject. I started in County Fermanagh, where I spoke to Irish citizenship campaigner Emma D'Souza.
I think this idea that we shouldn't extend the vote to people in Northern Ireland because of who they might vote for is a deeply undemocratic idea in principle. And if we look at the numbers, we can see there's an electorate of 1.3 million in Northern Ireland. At the last Assembly election, about 250,000 people voted for Sinn Féin. So this idea of there being this monolithic rise to vote for a particular candidate would not really be borne out in evidence.
For Emma, the referendum isn't only about the North, but the wider rights of Irish citizens who don't live on the island too. She said there are some misconceptions about what allowing them to vote would actually mean.
What we're actually talking about here in this debate are Irish citizens, which are distinct from the diaspora. Irish citizens are those who have the right to claim an Irish passport and who are legally Irish citizens, which is a far, far smaller number, estimated to be about 3.1 million per DFA's report in 2017, the largest cohort of which are up here in Northern Ireland. So that's one thing that we see in terms of misinformation, this idea of confusing the conversation by using the language of the diaspora instead of using the language of Irish citizens.
But if this referendum was passed, could these extra voters lead to those outside the state having more of a say than those inside it? Emma says that is also an area where the fears may outweigh the reality.
We hear people say, but there's such a large body of Irish citizens that live outside the state and they're going to swamp the vote. We have 141 countries that provide some kind of voting for their citizens outside of the country, and yet there is no example of swamping. So it's really a kind of fear-mongering, if you will, trying to make people feel like this is going to be a controversial thing to do, that it will be a threat to democracy, but in reality this is about strengthening democracy.
But even if this referendum goes ahead, there's also a question of how those in the state may actually vote. So what is the attitude towards those in the North possibly having a say on who becomes the president? I asked some people on the streets of Dunleary about it, and here's what they had to say.
No, I think not.
And why not?
It's a different country.
The French allow people in
overseas to vote in their parliamentary elections. So, I mean, it's possibly right if we want to broaden our horizons and look at, you know, potentially reunification going many years down the line, you know?
Well, I suppose if you have an Irish passport, then you can, just as I can vote in both. I have citizenship here and an American passport, so I still vote in American elections.
So there were some mixed answers in South Dublin. But what about people in the north? After I met Emma in Five Mile Town, I went to Enniskillen, and here's how people felt there.
Yeah, I believe people in Northern Ireland should be able to vote. In my opinion, it's all one country, and we all kind of share it in our own kind of principles. I definitely would be for people in North having a vote for the presidential election.
No, I think they have a right anyway, definitely.
I have enough worries without that. So I have. He'll be all right, so he will.
There's still quite a majority over here that want a united Ireland and everything like that, so I think we should be involved in the vote. And it's very hard when some people want to be and some people don't, so I think so, yeah.
It'd be great to have the opportunity to, it made people feel more included.
There was a clear mix of opinions in Dunleary, but people in Enniskillen were a lot more comprehensive. Going back to Derek, he said it is difficult to call exactly how those in the south would vote.
If you go back to around 2017, there was a poll done at the time which on United Ireland, and it looked roughly as if one third were absolutely in favour, one third were absolutely against, and one third hadn't made up their minds, but were tending towards favour. So it tends to be that 60-30 or 65-35, whatever the numbers. In terms of, I think there would be people in a referendum down here who would have qualms about not Sinn Féin having votes in a presidential election, but the DUP having votes in a presidential election, unions having say in a presidential election, no taxation without, no representation without taxation. So I think there would be issues around that. And therefore, that if they're going to have a referendum, we need to prepare very, very carefully for us, because as we've seen so many times before, referendums end up not being about the issue on the ballot paper.
So going forward, it doesn't sound like we're going to hear much about this referendum anytime soon. Although Derek says it could crop up again on the campaign trails ahead of the next general election.
I would be surprised if this isn't in somebody's manifesto at the election. But if you will know if people are serious about it if they start moving to either set up a cross-party grouping with this in the first few months of the next government. If you're not, then we're seeing this can be kicked down the road again.
And that was former government advisor Derek Mooney speaking to our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan in that report.